This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period this weekend. In comments Monday, he explicitly condemned white supremacy and called for strong background checks for gun purchases. Trump spoke at the White House Monday after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, which left together 31 people dead and dozens more wounded. While the Dayton shooter was killed by police, El Paso police arrested a suspect who's expected to be charged with federal hate crimes. He's accused of posting an anti-immigration manifesto shortly before the attack. AP's Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
The president says it keeps happening over and over and needs to stop.
We vow to act with urgent resolve.
In tweets this morning, he pushed for legislation providing strong background checks for gun users after reneging on similar promises in the past. Speaking later here at the White House, he gave little detail other than urging Congress to come together after what he called the barbaric slaughter in El Paso and Dayton. The president signaled he'd be against any large-scale gun control efforts, saying mental illness and hatred pull the trigger, not the gun. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president is expected to visit both Dayton and El Paso later in the week. Egyptian authorities say an explosion set off by a car crash in central Cairo was terrorism. A bomb in one of the four cars involved killed at least 20 people and left 47 injured. The explosion sparked a fire and damaged Egypt's main cancer hospital, forcing the evacuation of 54 people. And India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir for decades. Given the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights, Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected that move. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States are preparing to hold their annual joint military exercises despite warnings from North Korea. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
North Korea recently has been ramping up its weapons tests, including two test firings of what it describes as a new rocket artillery system, while expressing frustration over the continuance of US-South Korea drills it sees as an invasion rehearsal, and also the slow pace of nuclear negotiations with Washington. Meanwhile, a Seoul Defense Ministry official has not confirmed or denied reports that the drills, which are expected to be computer simulated and not involve actual combat troops and equipment, are already underway. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A general strike in Hong Kong descended into citywide mayhem Monday as defiant protesters started fires outside police stations and hurled bricks and eggs at officers. After disrupting traffic early in the day, protesters filled public parks and squares in several districts, refusing to disperse even as police repeatedly fired tear gas and rubber bullets from above. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, says Hong Kong is on the verge of a very dangerous situation. Lam insists she has no plans to resign despite the ongoing demonstrations. China's yuan currency dropped to its lowest level in 11 years on Monday, following threats from President Trump to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting September 1st. Observers expect the drop will fuel tensions with Washington while signaling the possibility of a currency war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations have begun with three Pacific Island nations to renew a national security agreement that would help Washington counter growing Chinese influence in the region.
We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic, the United States, but Australia, Japan, and the other Pacific democracies are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better.
Under the terms of the deal, known as the Compact of Free Association, the U.S. military has exclusive access to airspace and territorial waters in the region. In exchange, the islands receive financial assistance. And the U.S. and United Nations have condemned a deadly bombing against a minibus transporting media professionals in Afghanistan that took place Sunday. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for that attack. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.